It must have been an Eastern greenhorn who said, "If you have no family or friends to aid you and no prospect open to you there, turn your face to the great West and there build up a home and fortune." Go West, young man. Go West. Jed Ashbury went west, or thereabouts, running straight through a Comanche gauntlet. Two rows of glistening warriors stretched out ahead of him, brandishing their clubs and fists. Jed kept his head low and barreled through, careening from one hostile to the next. Comanche had stripped Jed to the hide and now showered him with wailing taunts and blows. And without a stitch of clothing to protect him, Jed's only defense was his will to live. The last few warriors ready to count coup watched the wounded white man stagger towards them. And they weren't ready for his sudden explosion of power and ferocity. Jed burst through the last two warriors and ran off into the rolling dunes of the darkening prairie. Riding for the Brand, featuring Willie Nelson as the narrator, Chris Christopherson as Jed, Johnny Cash as Tony, Waylon Jennings as Walt Seaver, and Kate Smith as Carol. This production is based on the story Riding for the Brand by Louis L'Amour. He'd been watching the covered wagon for more than an hour, and there was no movement, no sound to suggest life. And the bodies of the two oxen that had drawn the wagon lay still in the grass, plainly visible. Farther away stood a lone buffalo bull, black against the empty golden prairie. Farther still, the makings of a storm gathered in the sky. Nothing moved near the wagon, but Jed Ashbury had lived too long in Indian country to risk his scalp on appearances, and an Indian could lie go still for hours on end. He had no intention of taking a chance, stark naked and without weapons. He'd reached the limit of his endurance. He was in pretty good traveling shape except for his feet, and they were lacerated and swollen, caked with dried blood. Finally, he started to move warily, taking advantage of every bit of cover and moving steadily near the wagon. And when he was no more than 50 feet away, he settled in the grass and studied the situation. Here was the scene of an attack. Evidently, the wagon had been on its own, maybe lost. Easy pickings, to be sure. And the bodies of two men and a woman lay stretched on the prairie. Clothing, papers, and cooking utensils were scattered around them, evidence of hasty looting.
Lord in heaven.
And yet, Jed saw relief for himself. Whatever the dreams of these people, they were finished now. Another sacrifice to the westward march of empire. And they would not begrudge him of the things he needed. He avoided the bodies. Oddly, they were not mutilated. The Comanche liked to use their victims to send out a message. The men still wore their boots, and as a last resort, he would nab a pair of them. But first, he must look over the wagon.
Now, what do we got here?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?